Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster and presidential candidate, Kenny Hodge. And today, the show is going to be called It's Not For Everybody. And I really, really, really mean it. Today's show, I'm going to speak to you from a different voice, a voice you've not heard on this podcast, but I think a voice that it is necessary that you do hear. You know, I sit back. Well, I don't sit back on anything, but I see the negative nonsense that comes from Bip and his camp pertaining to me. And I want to start it off by letting you know I could give a damn about that. I can. It doesn't matter to me. You can't stop those who don't know from making up stories and then spreading them to the local, throughout the branches. And I want to say to each and every one of them, I totally understand your support for BIP. If you don't know no better, you just don't know no better. And I get that. But what I don't understand is, why do you attack me so? If your person you support is strong and can handle business, all that attacking don't need to be done. Now, I will say this to you. In the first campaign, yes, I stayed in attack mode. And most of my attack mode against our local president, Bip, was shit that he did to me personally, not anything that I've heard. So understand that. But only a crazy person stays mad forever. So that anger has gone away now. And what has replaced it is the tenacity to continue to inform members in Local 304 that I am the best candidate for local president of National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304. Now, most people don't follow union business at work. And let me tell you something. I get it. Another reason why you definitely want to support Kenny Hodge. You see, because if I know, you know. And trust me, I am going to know. Now, you've got a current local president. And again, I just say his time has passed. I don't know that he had a time, but for whatever reason, let's just say his time has passed and it's time for a new vision. The new employees that come into the post office, you got a right to be a part of a strong local. And let me tell you something. Right now, that is not Local 304. I don't care what the local president, his vice president, and anybody else says. If you took the time, just say one day, you take 2 hours out of your day and just look at the goings-on in Local 304, and you probably will be disgusted. Now, they like to come at me with, oh, he's a manager. Oh, he's, listen to me, folks. Not only was I a manager, I was a damn good manager. And I say that to you in that respect because I want you to know I understood, I memorized rules and regulations, SOPs. See, I understand how this shit is supposed to work. Not many postal managers, and definitely any union leaders at the local level can match that. So when you sit here and talk about he was a manager, I was a damn good manager. If you're going to tell a story, tell a true story. And because I was a damn good manager and because I understood SOPs, rules, and regulations, I now carry that over to build a larger and stronger platform representing mail handlers in the National Postal Mail Handlers Union. When you hear people say he was a manager, they never tell you what kind of manager I was. They like to say what they want to do, what BIP wants to do, is convince you that all postal managers are the same. I can beg you not to understand that. Now, more are far from center than most, but there's one or two out there. And if you listen to that nonsense that BIP talks, he tells you how I fired mail handlers and how I did. Let me explain something to you real quick. See, this is what I call just popping that bullshit. When I came to Ohio, I didn't even work in the same building that the mail handlers worked in. See, I was on that level. And I'm not bragging. I'm just trying to show you the bullshit that Bip and his camp is putting out to you. Now, again, the only thing that's true is I was in management. But because I was in management, I'm able to, and when I say because I was in management, let me clarify that. Because I understand the rules of the game. During the COVID pandemic, I was able to call multiple states, speak to multiple plant managers and lead NDOs, and get employees COVID pay where their union did absolutely, the unions was not available to them at that time. And I'm not only talking about Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky. Let's try New York, Connecticut, California, North Carolina, Jacksonville, Florida. My peeps down there, big shout out to them down there. So, again, I am doing nothing but working. So when you hear I was a manager, understand that, yes, I was a damn good manager. And right now I bring all that skill set to the National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304, and that's going to make us real dangerous. You see, you don't have or you won't have a president that bows down to management. I don't even begin to understand how to do that. See, what you're going to have as a president that reads the rules and regulations that management has, as well as what the union has, and then when we sit down to a table and negotiate, we negotiate from a much different perspective. I'm going to change gears just real quick, and then I'm going to come back to Bip in a second. I seen something very disturbing on Facebook the other day. It, you know, the group of retirees, and again, I know they think I'm just talking noise, but the group of retirees have rallied on the Mail Handler podcast, the Mail Handler page, and here we go spreading that vicious nonsense. But you know what? I expect retirees to represent retirees. So I don't know if their intent is to anger me, but it doesn't bother me because that's just natural. Just like it should be natural for active members to support active leadership. Now, I know Bip and his people, man, they went through a lot of painstaking hours in literature to convince you that I'm just no good. And I'm going to tell you so. Like him, don't like him. If anybody tells you I'm not any good, trust me, if you were proficient in leadership and management, doesn't matter what you did, as you transfer over to another venue, you're still going to be just as good. Now, I can't convince you or tell you enough that you really got to stop listening to that bullshit. He was in management. Because they're not telling you he was in management, so that's going to make him better. He was in management, so he understands when the Postmaster General and the Assistant Postmaster General say we're in a liberal leave policy. See, Kenny Hodge understands how to sit down with division managers and say, listen, if this is the guidance, you've got to apply that in my local. I'm sorry. If the Postmaster General and Mr. Tolino, if Mr. DeJoy and Mr. Tolino said we're going to have a liberal leave policy and they outline what a liberal leave policy is, as a local president, I am not going to allow at the district levels that policy to be changed so that it harms my members just like it just happened during this past COVID. We were in a liberal leave policy, and your local president did nothing. How many times did you see him banging on a plant manager's door saying, wait a minute, we've got this document that says we should be able to do X, Y, Z. You saw none of that because retired people, that's what they do. They don't get involved because he's probably saying, for attempting to speak for him, well, they still got a job. Not understanding because he never has to leave his house if he don't want to. In fact, during the pandemic, he came to the Columbus Post Office where mail handlers were working inside the building and would not come inside the building. He made someone come out to the curb and meet him, and he passed off boxes of masks. Now, let me tell you something. I'm your frontline leader. If I say it's okay for you to go in there, then it's who am I not to walk in there to show solidarity? What that showed, and again, you can talk to the members of Columbus, Ohio union office, and they should be able to tell you that's what happened. I send, as a local president, if you don't have what it takes to go where you send your members, why would anyone want that type of leadership? Yes, I'm speaking to not everyone. I'm speaking to a select audience tonight. And I'm trying to get you to understand that Bip and his people have spent endless hours trying to throw dirt on my name, and all I'm offering is a better union. Bip recognized that it was only a matter of time when he met me. But then you got to remember, yes, I'm kind of polished, not trying to embellish on who I am or what I do. I come from a military background. I am one of the chief instructor for a logistics school that was on the East Coast and West Sides. Organization, training, this is what I do. So, and add my 25 years of 20 plus years of management, understanding the post office. So I come into the union as a alternate. They tried to play a game with me, Mr. Big Stuff, Kenny Hodge. Okay, hey, we got an employee who got terminated during his probation. Here, you take the case. Okay, so now I find out that during probation, Article 15 don't apply to you. So what they handed me, and they gave me an assignment, and I'm going to look at it as shits and giggles at this point, but they didn't expect me to do what I did with it. I took that, flipped it around, found out that they were unjust to the employee, went through an EEO process, and brought that employee back to work. And let me tell you what my branch president, under the direction, no, not my branch president. Let me tell you what Bip McLemore did to me after I just did what I told you. I was terminated as a steward. Yes, I mean, you go figure. Did you hear what I said? They had an employee, a mail handler, who got fired. Our local and the branch had no idea what to do with it. But they gave it to me kind of like shits and giggles. Like, okay, you think you can do that? Here, take this. And when I did it, the outcome for me, instead of saying, hey, we're going to make you a regular steward instead of an alternate, they said, your skill set is not needed here. So thank you and have a good day. So this is how I came in the door being treated by Bip McLemore, because I'm sure he asked somebody who asked somebody, and they told him, Kenny Hodge is for real. And they probably told him, if he brings to your union what he brought to postal management, you guys are going to be in real good shape. And it probably frightened him just a bit. So rather than bring me in, you decided to push me away. Now, I want to return the favor. Hey, this is your presidential candidate, Kenny Hodge. And I'm simply trying to say to you, hear not all that nonsense that they talk about Ken Hodge. Ken Hodge stands strong and firm for mail handlers in all crafts. You understand what I'm saying? I represent everybody. Support Kenny Hodge, a president with presence, and I'm bringing the team with me and support my team, Carl Sharp for state rep and Will Johnson for branch president, and watch we begin to grow immediately. Have a great day.